Good morning. This rustling noise you hear, if you're listening to the podcast, is the noise of a crackling, old-timey, artisanal volcano bag filled with a steam that contains vegetable matter superheated. You can call it a vapor bag, but I call it morning. Morning. Yeah. Of course, not everybody starts the morning with a cup of Joe and a bag of vapor. A lot of other people start it with like eggs and bacon and a cup of Joe. Indeed. Imagine if everything you understood is real. Imagine if all of reality was really just Bacanti sauce. Bacanti sauce dried on the t-shirt of God. Imagine if we're just curry stains and Bacanti, you know, sauce stains and salsa. Maybe even like Tabasco sauce stains or Chipotle stains on the t-shirt of God. I know some of you are getting upset by that comparison. I know it makes some of you upset, but I'm not trying to get all ecclesiastical right now. This isn't about religion. This is more about it being Tuesday, March the 31st, right? Last day of March. Fuck you, March. You were a shitty month, weren't you? But we almost made it to April. And tomorrow's April Fool's Day. And I would contend that all of 2020 is really, you know, fucking April Fool's Day. All of 2020 is one long April Fool's Day. Fuck you, reality. What if you're just dried Bacanti sauce on a t-shirt of God? What if you're just dried curry on God's underwear? Have you ever thought about that or concerned yourself with those matters? Or are you so focused on the virus that you're letting the virus eat away at your imagination, your beauty? You know, maybe if you re-engage with complete healthy understanding, you would reach that next level, which you can get to by watching my videos for $78.95. $78.95 gets you these videos where you get to understand and relate, maybe even move beyond your bullshit. Do you ever concern yourself with the idea that maybe most of the people you know are really just replacements? Like they were broken and they were replaced. You might be real. I mean, I'm real. You might be a replacement. I might be a replacement. Have you ever thought that maybe you're the only real person in the world and you're the only real person in the whole fucking world and everyone else is just make-believe, manufactured bullshit? It's fucking Tuesday. Are you following your mandatory stay-at-home order? Are you doing that? Are you staying at home on Tuesday, you fuck? Are you following your mandatory stay-at-home alert order? Do you need me to play the alert noise? I'll play the alert noise. I don't give two fucks about three fucks right now. I'll play the emergency fucking alert noise, and it is annoying as. A little piece of gem. Yeah, that was a little piece of gem at the end, but yeah, that's the alert noise. Alert noise alpha. You can call it alert noise X, maybe X or something, but it's the alert noise to tell you to duck and cover, to avoid the airstreams. To realize that there's something magical about recirculated air in high-density multifamily housing. Something magical about it. I don't know what's so magical, but it's probably special, right? It's probably so special it'll change your fucking life. And you can change your life if you buy my tapes for $78.95. For $78.95, you can buy my tapes. You can learn how to balance out your internal levels while rebalancing your mind abilities to focus on small furry animals like cats. You can learn to talk to cats if you buy my fucking tapes. Now you might say, Dan, how do I get your tapes? Well, my tapes are freely available. You pay me by donating to me. There'll be donation links in this fucking video, which counts as a learning event. You can get points for that. You go through the 26 levels. You go through the 28 levels. Maybe there's 30, right? That's how Papa gets a Gulfstream. Anyways, there's at least 30 levels, and if you get through all of them, variable prices increasing as you go up, not really linear. As you get through those levels, you can break through and you can understand what the fuck I'm talking about. I mean, the volcano bay is either half full or half empty, or maybe it's full of something else, right? Thank you. Yeah, so that's the thing. You can order the tapes and yeah, you can order the tapes. You can learn. Better yet, let's have a little learning moment right now, if that's okay with you. I was thinking about taking the camera and pointing it at the construction across the street because while you and I might wax rhapsodic about the nature of the glumuli, about the size and the shape of the fucking, pipe they're gonna shove up your a-hole, but we should see the necessary workers. Don't you think it's time to see the necessary workers? It's time to see the necessary workers. Yep. We're gonna try to tune into some necessary workers over here if we can. For those of you in purely podcast land, you have to play Magical Pretend Princess. Let's see. Are we gonna see any necessary workers working? Oh yeah, there we go. Just gotta get around the corner on that one. Let's get a corner shot on the necessary fucking workers. Oh boy. He's a necessary worker. That's a necessary jail expansion to the youth prison, and there are some necessary workers working, doing shit. Just an FYI. All kinds of necessary bullshit going on. Yeah. I don't know. Fuck it. Fuck it, man. I don't care. I know I'm not a necessary worker. I'm actually, how can I phrase this? I'm actually kind of okay with the fact that I'm not a necessary worker. I feel as if that's okay with me. Like at this point in my life, if there is no way in hell I can be classified as a necessary fucking worker, I'm okay with that. Even if that means I end up in the fucking glomly pits, with the other scrumuli. Hey Dan, if you're not going to be a necessary worker, your only other choice is to become a necessary condom. No, a necessary luncheon meat. That's right. If I'm not going to be a necessary worker, I could be a necessary condiment. Yeah, if you can't be a necessary worker, you can be a necessary luncheon meat. Also known as meat crumbles. And guess what, guys? I know what a crumble is. Like, if I crumble bread, but the crumble comes from the bread. If you say it's a meat crumble, there's this intermediate step where I want to, okay, I hear ya. You're contending it's meat, which means animal protein, right? What part of the meat did the crumble get crumbled from? I mean, I don't know. If they say meat crumbles, it could be coming from all sorts of places, if you ask me. It could be coming from all kinds of places. I mean, lips and tongues and elbows and assholes. If they say meat crumble, if they say meat crumble, it could come from any part of the fucking animal. Yeah, I don't know. I think we pushed the envelope on the meat crumbles. I think we've talked about the necessary workers. I may or may not go for a walk today with the camera. I've got to be careful because I'm not a necessary worker. But if I put on a mask and the gloves, not that I think it helps with the virus, but I think it helps with the operational security. The mask and the gloves allows you to pretend to be someone you're not, maybe even someone special. Like maybe when you have that N95 on and those rubber gloves, you're not just ordinary you any longer. You're a different kind of you. The you that can take it to levels beyond levels. The you that can achieve total powermanium focus. That's power plus uranium plus focus. And if you can focus, you can have control. And if you can have control, you can have the whole bowl. Not just half the bowl. And your bowl doesn't have to break, motherfucker. Peace.